None but the hungry heart. 1:13. Source of sin. I am a sinful man, O Lord. Luke 5:8. When the believer first becomes aware of the sinful self-life, he often makes the mistake of attempting to deal with its symptoms. He struggles to curb his sins and tries to live righteously. The resultant failure leads him to reliance upon the work of the cross, which is effectively applied to the root of the matter by the Holy Spirit. The old life is crucified. The new life is manifested. We are apt to think that what we have done is very bad, but that we ourselves are not so bad. God is taking pains to show us that we ourselves are wrong, fundamentally wrong. The root trouble is the sinner. He must be dealt with. Our sins are dealt with by the blood, but we ourselves are dealt with by the cross. The blood procures our pardon for what we have done. The cross procures our deliverance from what we are. It is for want of a complete or adequate realization of the meaning of the cross that so many Christians are carnal, or try to live for God out of themselves. This goes to the root of the ever-present weakness and poverty of spiritual life. There is much prayer for revival and much effort for the deepening of the spiritual life. The only answer to this is a new knowing of the cross, not only as to sins and a life of victory over them, but as to Christ as supplanting the natural man. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Jeremiah 17:9.